I've actually got a sandwich in my pocket, said Arthur, delving. Would you like a bit?
Yeah, OK.
It's a bit squished and sodden, I'm afraid.
Never mind.
They munched for a bit.
Hmm. It's quite good, in fact, said Ford.
What's the meat in it?
Perfectly normal beast.
Hmm. Not come across that one.
So, the question is, Ford continued,
who is the bird really doing it for? What's the real game here?
Hmm, ate Arthur.
When I found the bird, continued Ford, which I did by a series of coincidences that are interesting in themselves, it put on the most fantastic multidimensional display of pyrotechnics I've ever seen. It then said that it would put its services at my disposal in my universe. I said thanks, but no thanks. It said that it would anyway, whether I liked it or not. I said just try it, and it said it would, and indeed, already had done. I said we'd see about that, and it said that we would. That's when I decided to pack the thing up and get it out of there. So I sent it to you for safety.
Oh, yes. Whose?
Never you mind. Then, what with one thing and another, I thought it prudent to jump out of the window again, being fresh out of other options at the time. Luckily for me, the jet car was there, otherwise I would have had to fall back on ingenious quick thinking, agility, maybe another shoe, or, failing all else, the ground. But it meant that, whether I liked it or not, the guide was, well, working for me. And that was deeply worrying.
Why?
Because if you've got the guide, you think that you are the one it's working for. Everything went swimmingly smoothly for me from then on, up to the very moment that I come up against the totty with the rock, then bang, I'm history. I'm out of the loop.
Are you referring to my daughter?
As politely as I can. She's the next one in the chain who will think that everything is going fabulously for her. She can beat whoever she likes around the head with bits of the landscape. Everything will just swim for her until she's done whatever she's supposed to do, and then it will be all up for her too. It's reverse temporal engineering, and clearly nobody understood what was being unleashed.
Like me, for instance.
What? Oh, wake up, Arthur! Look, let me try it again. The new guide came out of the research labs. It made use of this new technology of unfiltered perception. Do you know what that means?
Look, I've been making sandwiches for Bob's sake.
Who's Bob?
Never mind, just carry on.
Unfiltered perception means it perceives everything. You got that? I don't perceive everything. You don't perceive everything. We have filters. The new guide doesn't have any sense filters. It perceives everything. It wasn't a complicated technological idea. It was just a question of leaving a bit out. You got it?
Why don't I just say that I've got it and then you can carry on regardless?
Right. Now, because the bird can perceive every possible universe, it is present in every possible universe, yes?
Yes.
Ish. So, what happens is, the bozos in the marketing and accounting department say, oh, that sounds good. Doesn't that mean we only have to make one of them and then sell it an infinite number of times? Don't squint at me like that, Arthur. This is how accountants think.
That's quite clever, isn't it?
No, it is fantastically stupid. Look, the machine's only a little guide. It's got some quite clever cyber technology in it, but because it has unfiltered perception, any smallest move it makes has the power of a virus. It can propagate throughout space, time, and a million other dimensions. Anything can be focused anywhere in any of the universes that you and I move in. Its power is recursive. Think of a computer program. Somewhere there is one key instruction and everything else is just functions calling themselves or brackets billowing out endlessly through an infinite address space. What happens when the brackets collapse? Where's the final end if? Is any of this making sense?
Arthur. Sorry, I was nodding off for a moment. Something about the universe, yes?
Something about the universe, yes, said Ford wearily. He sat down again. All right, he said. Think about this. You know who I think I saw at the guide offices?
Vogons.
Ah, I see I've said a word you understand at last.
Arthur leapt to his feet. That noise, he said.
What noise?
The thunder.
What about it?
It isn't thunder. It's the spring migration of the perfectly normal beasts. It started.
What are these animals you keep on about?
I don't keep on about them. I just put bits of them in sandwiches.
Why are they called perfectly normal beasts?
Arthur told him. It wasn't often that Arthur had the pleasure of seeing Ford's eyes open wide with astonishment.